Thank you for calling Therapy Well, George speaking. Oh, hi, how are you? Yes, the card that was charged for the cancelled appointment this morning is the one that we changed it to last week because we changed it from Jillian's to your card, didn't we? Yes. Yes. Yes, you should have gotten an email with a payment receipt. I'll double check if it hasn't sent through. I'll just send it through manually now. Oh, sorry, the email would go to Jillian, wouldn't it? So we'll just change it to, so it goes to you as well. Sorry, so are we sending the invoice, the payment receipts to yourself because it's your card that we're using now? Yeah, all right, I can do that for you. I'm just having a look at the invoice now. So I'll send that through to you and I'll just change it so it sends to you from now on. Let me have a look. All right, let's see if I can change that there and then. What is the email address that you're wanting us to send it to? So was it your surname and then the letter S, or was it your surname and then Susan? Sorry. All right, cool. All right, I will change that now. My name? Georgia. Oh, sorry. Georgia. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right. I'm updating that now. All right. All right. I'm sending that one through to you now. So you should email soon, and I'm just going to double check that that's going to work for the other invoices as well. Yeah, that's all good. Yes, sorry, what was the question? When we get the care plan, were you wanting the care plan to be applied to previous appointments or just from when we get the care plan, we just use it from then on? So what we'll do with the care plan is we'll charge you for the appointment and then we'll process the Medicare rebate and then Medicare will put that back into your account. So the way it works is, so we'll charge whatever card we have on file and then we'll process the Medicare rebate, and then what the Medicare rebate does is the money from the Medicare rebate will go back into whatever account you've given Medicare. So whatever card you give Medicare, that's where they put the money back onto, even if it's different from the card that we charge. So if you wanted the money to come back to a different card or a different account, you would have to change it with Medicare. So we will just charge the card we have on file, and then we process the Medicare rebate, and then Medicare will send that rebate off to whatever they have written down for Jazz. I'm not entirely sure. I feel like potentially it would have to be like a debit card, but I'm not 100% sure with that. You might have to check with Medicare. I feel like it might be, yeah. How much goes back? I think the Medicare rebate, let me check my fee schedule. You would get $87.25 back for the Medicare rebate. That does change sometimes, if you hit the Medicare safety net, I think you get some more. But that's the amount that's Yeah, just let us know if it's because depending on when it's dated. So, like if it was dated before today, we could use it on the appointment today, but some people would just prefer to use it from later on. I think it's you get 10 in like a calendar year. But I'm not 100% sure. I think it's you can also do, so you get 6 appointments and then you have to go back and see the GP again and see the doctor. And Beck has to send off a letter to the doctor and then you get another 4 after that. That's all good. That's all good. Do you have any other questions? All right. I'm going to go double check all the invoices. I'm just going to make sure that we're going to send the invoices through to you for the rest of Jazz's appointments. All right. That's all good. All right, bye. Have a good day.